So this could be you. You finally have come to the realization that you need to hire some outside help to take care of mom or dad, or both. Even though your mom might be taking care of your dad at home, she's getting worn out. Or let's say they live under your roof and you need help to keep an eye on them while you're at work. But you're hesitant to hire somebody, either because mom or dad don't want a stranger coming to their home, or you're afraid you can't afford it, or you've heard some horror stories from other people who have hired caregivers. Stories like they will rob you blind, or they will convince mom or dad to put them in their will and take all of your inheritance. Or worse yet, they'll abuse them. And then you've heard about the headaches of managing a caregiver in the home. They show up late, or they don't even show up at all without notice. Or they'll sit around all day on their cell phones and do nothing. Believe me, I've heard it all. But as a home care provider myself, having hired over 500 aides in 10 years, I will tell you the good news. Most of those horror stories are not true. And even if there were a couple of horror stories out there, they can be avoided. Now, you're still going to have to manage your aide. There's no doubt about that. Just like if you hired a plumber to come into the house, you've got to manage the situation. But we're going to talk about how to do it the easiest way possible, how to find a good agency, what to ask them, what to look for, and how to protect your family on this episode of Raising Rents Podcast.
Hello, rents.
That's Anastasia. She's my 22-year-old daughter. My wife Phyllis and I think we did a pretty decent job of raising her. She goes around and calls us rents. But you know what? I'm all right with that, because one day she's going to be raising us. And just wait and see what I'm going to be calling her. My name is Zach Demopoulos. I'm your host, and welcome to the Raising Rents Podcast. This show is sponsored by Comfort Care, a national home care provider that will help you live your best life possible. This is day 17 of the 30-day preparation plan to care for an aging parent. The prep plan is all about helping you, the family caregiver, provide your loved one with the best comfortable, safest, and efficient caring environment in which they can grow old in. The topic for today is long-term care, and in particular, the option of home care. If you have not had a chance to listen to days 1 through 15 of the 30-day preparation plan, please go back to season 1 and check out these episodes. Also in season 1, we introduced the 9 beginner steps in raising your parents. You're going to want to check that out as well. Now, back on the episode that covered day 14 of the 30-day preparation plan, we talked about how your parents can age in place, what you need to consider so they can live at home independently as they get older in a safe environment and with some dignity. It's really what most people prefer, to remain living at home as they get older. I mean, I know that's what I want. Unfortunately, at some point, living alone may no longer be an option. I see it and hear it all the time in my business. For example, a parent has a tragic sudden event like falls and breaks a hip, or they suffer a stroke and they all of a sudden are too weak to walk, dress themselves, even feed themselves. Or you're starting to see some early signs of dementia, and that eventually will put your parent at risk. They may wander, leave a stove on, or do something that might unintentionally harm themselves. In the beginning, a family caregiver always steps in. It's usually the spouse, an adult child, could even be the brother or sister of a parent. As far as adult kids, it could be someone who's living locally, it could be someone who's living at long distance, or it could be both. But after a while, having just a family caregiver isn't enough, or it's not practical. I mean, I've had situations where a woman will hire us to help her care for her husband, but it's already too late. They've suffered so much as a caregiver that we end up having to care for her as well. It really is a sad thing to see. Or there's the adult kid who's lost so much time away from work and spending so much time caregiving that it's impacted their health and it has impacted their financial situation. When we plan for long-term care as someone ages, the first goal should always be to keep them at home or in someone's home, anywhere but a facility. And this isn't a slam against facilities, but it's where people thrive the best, in their own home. But to make that happen, besides having a family caregiver, you might need to hire some outside help. It might be time to hire a professional aide from a reputable home care agency. Now, I have to give you a disclaimer. I am a home care provider, so I may come across biased. In fact, I probably am biased. I will try to keep my opinions to a minimum and rely solely on what I have seen and experienced. So take everything for what it's worth. 10 years of doing home care, 500 aides I've hired, and I've helped over 450 families. Now, certainly there are other options to just hiring from a home care agency. I mean, you can hire someone privately, or you can hire a family friend. That has its pros and it has its cons, and I will touch on that at the end of the episode. But for now, I want to focus on a legitimate home care provider that sends aides to someone's home or residence. Now, let's clear up something. There are two types of home care service. There's the one that's considered home care, and then there's the one that's considered home health care. So it's a little confusing, but I'm going to make it simple for you. Home care is non-medical. Home health care is typically considered medical, meaning it was prescribed by a medical provider like a doctor. And these services are things that I know you've heard of. They're like physical or occupational therapy, skilled nursing, administration of medicines, wound care, and monitoring someone's health status. Again, these services are usually prescribed and supervised by a doctor, and they usually follow a hospitalization. And by the way, these services are also usually covered by medical insurance and by Medicare and Medicaid because they are prescribed by a doctor. As far as non-medical care, or what we're going to call home care, these are some of the services that they provide. Things like helping someone with their adult daily activities, or as we refer to it in the industry, ADLs. These are things like grooming, helping them get dressed, helping them bathe, helping them use the toilet. There's other services such as assisting them with safely managing tasks around the house, such as preparing meals, shopping, medication reminders, assistance with walking or transferring from like a bed to a wheelchair, assisting with chores like housekeeping. And then there is safety supervision, such as fall prevention and monitoring someone who has dementia. There's also companionship, which is things like engaging someone in conversation or helping them with their hobbies like gardening, reading a book, listening to music. Some agencies will even allow their aides to drive your family member's car so they can transport them to appointments or run errands or to go see doctors. Some agencies also will even allow their own aide drive their vehicle. But I will say that a lot of states are making it tougher and tougher for aides to drive their own vehicles because of car insurance. The caregiver that comes to the house from an agency is typically referred to as an aide. Now, there's also other terms that are used, so this also may be confusing, but just to let you know, aides that are considered companions, homemakers, home care aides, certified nursing assistants or CNAs, home health aides, or certified home health aides, which is CHHA for short, are all basically the same thing, an aide who comes to someone's home. It does vary depending on which state you live in and how they're regulated as to the term. Now, depending on your state, what you call an aide, how they're licensed, and how they're regulated is going to be different. So, for example, in New Jersey, a CNA that I mentioned before, a certified nursing assistant, does not work in a home. They work in hospitals or facilities. A CHHA, or certified home health aide, is allowed to work in a home, and they are licensed. Now, New Jersey leans heavily towards protecting the consumer by regulating home care agencies and home health aides. And this is good news for families that need to hire an aide. The agency has to be licensed and regulated under the Division of Consumer Affairs. They have to renew their license on an annual basis. They have to comply with strict requirements like having a nurse or an RN on staff who supervises the aides. And agencies also have to carry the right insurance. And starting in 2019, agencies in New Jersey also have to become accredited, which is an extra step in meeting the highest quality standards in the home care industry. The caregiver, or the CHHA, is also regulated in New Jersey under the Board of Nursing. They must renew their certification every 2 years. They have to successfully finish a course. They have to take a certain number of in-services as training throughout the year. They have to be fingerprinted, and they also have to be background checked. The state also monitors CHHAs and agencies for any criminal activity and will report it on their site. I highly recommend researching what your state does when it comes to regulating home care agencies and aides. I would do it in advance so that you can be ready if and when you're going to need them. It will reduce your stress and it will help you make a better decision. The best way to do a search for your state is plug in your state name and plug in terms like home care agency, home care aide, or caregiver as a start. Some of the state government departments offer information on how to go about picking an agency and what a home care aide does. New Jersey offers a really good information brochure, and I will provide you the link to that in the show notes so you can check it out. Just give you some general knowledge about home care. In my home care agency, we get calls from stressed out adult kids all the time who are looking for home care, but either don't know anything about it or they were just told that they need it by a discharge care planner in a hospital and they don't have a whole lot of time to get this care in place. I was in a situation when I was working in a large corporation that I needed to find some help from my dad who lived in North Carolina. I was living in New Jersey, and my mom was at home with him trying to take care of him after his major stroke. When I called the employee assistance program that my job offered, they told me I needed to hire a home care agency. Now, I didn't know a thing about home care agencies, and they really didn't give me a lot of information. They just gave me a list, and I called the first one on that list, and I hired an agency blind. They took my credit card. They told me I have to pay for 2 weeks of service, which at a minimum was 3 days a week, 4 hours a day. When I think back to that, I'm like, wow, how stupid was I? Because you know what happened? When the home care agency began their services, my mother was very upset with them. The aide would come into the home. My mother would ask them to do some things. And the aide would tell my mother, I don't have to listen to you. My client is your husband. That's the only person I need to listen to. Of course, my mother was offended. This is her home. And she kicked her out and fired the agency after 2 visits. I was stuck with the bill. But at the end of the day, it probably was a good thing that that happened. I learned a lot about it, and it actually motivated me to start my own home care business when I decided to go on my own. So I've learned quite a bit since I've started a home care business, and one piece of advice that I will tell you that you're going to get tired of me saying, and that is you must do your due diligence. You must do your research. I would recommend speaking to no less than 3 agencies, and I would recommend having face-to-face meetings with them. Every agency may look like they're offering the same services, but in my experience, especially after being on the board of the Home Health Association for New Jersey, there are some differences between agencies and how they operate. Now, most are legitimate, and they operate per the state regulations, but some, I have to tell you, I wouldn't even trust my goldfish with. Now, speaking about home health associations, almost every state has one, so I would also recommend starting there. Look up and see if your state has a home care agency. Go to their website. See who they have listed as members. Typically, associations only allow members that are reputable, have been checked out, and follow regulations. They also usually have some good resources to read, some guidance to give you, and many of them even offer a contact number so that you can call them directly and ask them questions on how to go about your search. Or maybe to even ask them about a particular agency that you're looking into. Another good resource might be government agencies. Every county has some type of resource for Elder Care, usually called the Area Agency on Aging. They will provide a list for you of home care agencies that they've worked with that are usually reputable. They also have other great resources that they may be able to share with you. I highly recommend looking them up and giving them a call. Could be a very good start to get at least a working list of agencies. They can also give you information about Medicaid, which is also very important, and also Veterans Administration has other benefits, and I will provide you some links for them as well in the show notes. There are other resources to consider for home care agencies. There are publications that you can find in hospitals, libraries, senior care centers, or go online. Just keep in mind, just because they're listed somewhere doesn't mean they are endorsed by anyone or anything in particular. What it usually means is that they've paid for an ad to be on that list. One professional publication that is in New Jersey and also nationwide that I've had great experience with is the New Jersey Senior Blue Book. I'll also provide you their link. The publisher makes this book is very reputable, has worked in the industry for a long time, and will only list and work with providers that he considers professional and reliable and reputable. This book also has other types of resources of need, such as housing, medical home care services, and even things like moving services that you can check out. Now, I'm not particularly endorsing the Blue Book. I'm just letting you know my experience with this particular one in New Jersey has been excellent. So consider different resources and make sure, again, you do your due diligence and your research. Of course, there's the internet. All you have to do is plug in home care, put the geographical area that you're searching for, and you're going to get a long list of options. You might even get referral sites, and these are organizations that work with different types of home care providers. You'll plug your information in there, and then they'll recommend maybe three home care providers that you can contact. Or with your permission, they'll take your contact information and give it to three agencies, and then they will call you. Again, keep in mind, just because they're on their list, it doesn't mean that they don't need your due diligence and research. Usually means is that they've paid to be on a referral list. Again, nothing wrong with that, and many, many good agencies use this as a marketing tool, but it still means that you have to do your due diligence. And it also will mean that if they've ever done anything wrong or they're not reputable, they wouldn't be on these lists as well. A couple more resources. I already mentioned the EAP. I would look and see if your company has one, and I would call them. They usually are a very good resource, and many of them do provide resources when it comes to caregiving for an aging adult. Social workers, whether they're in the hospital or whether it's a geriatric care social worker or whether they are part of a facility like a rehab center or nursing home, they usually have a very good list of home care providers that they've worked with over the years. Usually these are reputable home care providers, and that's also a very good start or a good list to get. I would even go as far as to ask the social worker to recommend a few from the list, because the list could be long and you wouldn't even know where to start. Now, typically a social worker will not do that. They're not usually allowed to favor one provider over another. But it doesn't hurt to ask. And I always like to do it this way. I would ask the social worker, if you personally were going to hire an agency for your parent, which three would you pick from? Which three should I at least call? Okay, it's just a little bit of a tricky way to get around them not being able to recommend an agency for you. But look, it doesn't hurt to try. This is your parents we're talking about, and you need to be confident and secure with your decision. You're sending strangers to your home, so it really will go a long way if a professional social worker can at least recommend a few agencies to you that they know are reputable and they've worked with and have heard nothing bad about them. Now, when you're looking at home care agencies, there's different types. There's the major franchise chains out there, like the one I'm a part of, Comfort Care. You know, they're like McDonald's or Marriott's. And typically, they are considered reputable because they not only follow their state regulations, but they usually have to follow the franchise system requirements, which in some cases are usually more strict than what the state requires. But caution here, Each of these franchise systems have franchisees that are independent. In other words, they're owned by an individual. Though they're run by a franchise system, they are still left to operate their own agency the way they see fit. So that could mean that there are inconsistencies. It could mean that somebody isn't doing something right. And it could mean that some are not following guidelines like they should be. So, again, I know you're getting tired of me saying this, but make sure you take the time to do your research and the due diligence. There's mom and pop shops, there's independents, and there are plenty of them around. Because the need for caregivers is growing leaps and bounds. In fact, there are 10,000 people turning 65 every day. A lot of people are getting into this business. And that's good, and then that's bad as well. I mean, that just means there's more for you to pick from, which could be, again, overwhelming. But that also means that almost anybody can go and get a home care agency and try to run one. You got to be careful. There are also large brand names that are gobbling up independents and becoming somewhat like a franchise system. And they are reputable. They usually work with a Medicare or Medicaid, so they have to follow some very high standards. And they usually are a safe bet to use them. But I have seen on the front page of the newspaper a few times here in the state of New Jersey of some agencies that work with Medicare and Medicaid and have been found involved in fraud. And so, again, it doesn't guarantee that you have not to worry or not to go through your due diligence. It's just another choice, a good choice, but still a choice that you have to assess and evaluate. So there are plenty of places for you to go and try to find a list of home care providers. Once you've identified a few providers, and remember what I said, I recommend at least three or maybe four that you should evaluate. Now you need to call them. Because most of you work, you probably have to do this after hours. So don't worry about that, because most agencies tout that they are 24/7. In fact, this is actually the first test to see if they really are 24/7. If you call them and you ask them to call you back this evening because you work and they call you back immediately, that's a big plus in my book. If you don't hear back from them, or if it takes more than 24 hours to hear from them, or they do call you during your work hours, that might be a strike in my scorecard. Now, this sounds tough or might even sound unfair, perhaps, but returning a phone call should be the easiest thing they do. And if you hire them and you need to call them after hours to talk about something very important involving your parent, you better bet that you are going to want them to call you back immediately. So this is a really first good test. Once you get them on the phone, you should be prepared to ask them questions. And they should be prepared to ask you questions. The agencies that immediately jump into a selling mode and start telling you how great of an agency that you are and don't ask you very many questions, I would already have a caution flag up. A good agency should be a good listener. They should ask you clarifying questions about your parent, and they should learn as much about what you're looking for and need up front and then start telling you what they can do for you. The next thing I would do, and this is very important to me, I hope it is to you, I would ask to meet them in person and preferably at your parents' home or where the care will be taking place. And if you can't personally meet them, arrange so that a family member or someone responsible in making decisions can be there. This face-to-face meet and greet is so important, and it's important for a lot of reasons. Obviously, it gives you a good impression of who they are and who you'll be dealing with, and it also gives them a good impression of who you are and your parent, and it will put them in a better position to help your family. You should be looking for things like, are they professional? Are they the actual owners, or did they just send anybody over to meet you? Are they acting more as educators, or are they just trying to be salesy? Are they good at building a relationship, start building some trust? This is really important for your parents as well, because remember, they're the ones who are going to have to deal with strangers coming into their home. They probably didn't ask for this, and they need to be comfortable with the decision. I would make sure that when the agency representative is talking, that they're also talking to your parent. This is about them, and they should feel like they're making the decision as well. One other thing I like to do when I visit a home, whether they're going to do business with me or not, is to do a home inspection for fall prevention. Now, I have a lot of experience with this, and most home care providers should also be knowledgeable and have experience in this. We should be able, with your permission, take a tour around the home with you coming along, taking notes, and we should be able to provide you suggestions on how to make the home safer. I do this for a couple of reasons. One, it's great tips to help avoid a fall, which just causes more problems for you and your parents. And two, I look to make sure that it's a safe environment for my caregiver when they come to work with your parent. We got to make sure that we're working and helping both sides of the equation. This was day 17, part one of the 30-day preparation plan to care for an aging parent. Tune in for our next episode where we will continue to talk about home care. And you're going to want to check it out. I will share with you questions that you definitely should be asking before you hire an agency. And then once you hire an agency, what the next steps are. We'll also talk about different shifts, like what is a 24/7 or a live-in. Talk about how to protect your parents now that you have aides coming to visit the home. What home care costs. And this is a very important topic, the pros and cons of hiring a caregiver privately. Hey, thank you for listening to the Raising Rents podcast. If you have any questions or feedback, please go to our website, www.raisingrents.com, and click on the contact tab. Let us know about any topics you want covered or any questions you may have. You can also find the show notes and references to anything we talked about on our website. Until we talk again, remember, our parents raised us. The least we can do is help raise them. Talk to you later.